The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
This next piece was part of a Business Times exclusive written by Vivian Shao yesterday, talking about how soon investors will not need to fork out the hefty minimum of $200,000 just to invest in wholesale bonds.
Yeah, I think because of that price, a lot of people would never have thought about it, but it might be about to change thanks to Singapore-based fintech firm Bond Evalues, blockchain-based fractional bond trading platform. All will become clear, don't worry. You may just need to fork out only $1,000 to start investing, which is significantly lower.
Interesting. Well, Bond Evalues platform is expected to go live by end November. It'll be launched via the Monetary Authority of Singapore's Sandbox Express.
Yeah, the platform will initially list bonds with the highest demand from individuals based on Bond Evalues data tracking Asian bond markets and in consultation with member participants such as banks and brokers.
So how is it possible for Bond Evalues to decrease the initial investment amount from $200,000 to $1,000? And are we expecting many to invest with such a low amount to start?
Yeah, well, we have in the studio, to make it all clear to us, Rahul Banerjee, who is the founder of Bond Evalues. He's right here. And Rahul, when you came into the studio earlier, we had a quick conversation about when you started off, you know, in your career and what the bond market was worth then. Perhaps you could just share this with our listeners.
Sure. You know, the Asia, I used to work for Citibank at that point, and the Asian total issuance was about $7 billion annually across all the countries excluding Japan. And this year, I think it's, what, $380 billion already? And as I was sharing, Manisha, you know, as a young analyst, I'll make all these projections of where the market will be 10 years from now. And we never anticipated such growth. It just shows you how much wealth has been created in Asia.
And seeing that, is that why you created this platform then?
Perhaps, right? Because the minimum denomination in the US is $1,000. But in Asia and Europe, it still remains $200,000. So we used blockchain to make it more accessible to individual investors who are currently playing an increasingly larger part in the Asian bond markets.
Talking about blockchain, so you feel that there's a demand for a blockchain-based bond exchange?
Elliot, I think we should use blockchain the way companies like Bond Evalues do. These are called permissioned blockchains. So it's a piece of software technology, right, that powers the entire ecosystem. Very simply, what blockchain does is it allows all the member participants of the platform to see how many wholesale bonds are there and how many fractions go out.
Transparency.
It's transparency. So that's the role of blockchain. This is very far away, removed from the world of cryptocurrencies, etc. There's really nothing in common between the two. So the instrument you get is a standard debt instrument, which is a bond block.
Okay, so it's kind of like having this ledger of everything that you can get.
Absolutely. Distributed ledger.
Right. So you're part of Sandbox Express.
That's right.
And this is part of this initiative by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. What does it actually mean to be in the Sandbox Express ecosystem? And you know, can you sort of share what's going to happen during this phase?
I think a lot of regulators all across the world talk about how do you create innovation? Right? There are obviously securities laws, there are frameworks that exist. But when it comes to real money, it's always a challenge what to allow. So the Sandbox, and there are two, the regular and the Sandbox Express by the MAS are really the most innovative examples of how to create innovation. So what it does is it allows us to do actual transactions, and the guidelines on the MAS website mention the standard construct is you can do up to $4 billion. So you can go in and you can do actual trades with actual people and yet have controls around them. So fairly unique. And at the FinTech Festival, there'll be a session on the Sandbox that the MAS has launched as well.
Which, of course, is coming up next week, FinTech Festival.
Rahul, I understand that Bond Evalues plans to stay in the Sandbox Express for about 9 months. Is there a reason for this particular time frame or the reason you've chosen it?
I think it's the guideline by the regulator.
Right. So it's nothing more than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been just throwing around this word, bonds, yeah. bonds. But yeah. what bonds are we actually talking about? And, I mean, people listening out there who might say, well, I want to be in on this. I want to trade.
So these are the same bonds that add to that $384 billion of new issuance. So the ones we are going to list on our exchange are the ones that today individual investors are buying in the wholesale market. And typically what people buy are bonds that they're familiar with. They buy bonds of banks, of large corporations. And basically in the bond market, what is most important is return off principal rather than return on principal. So individuals generally buy bonds that they feel that in their mind, they will get their money back at maturity.
Right, right. But there's this, you know, obviously a lot of people need to understand this is not yeah. stocks. This is not short-term gains. This is yeah. you got to be in this for the longer, yeah. the long game.
That's right. And aging populations typically, you know, invest more in fixed income. You need that annuity flow.
So we've talked about bond e-value and how bond e-value is involved with the Monetary Authority of Singapore's Sandbox Express. I think we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this.
Yeah, so I think one of the crucial parts of this is that you've just brought the price down. I mean, it used to be a minimum of 200,000, and now because of your technology, it'll be $1,000 to invest in bonds. So how have you actually managed it? How is it possible that you've brought it down to $1,000?
I think it goes back to what blockchain can do. You know, in a nutshell, what you do is you take the $200,000 bond, you put it with a third-party custodian for safekeeping, and then on the back of that issue, $200,000 bond blocks. That's the underlying technology architecture.
So is it like sort of scale? Is it because is it sort of managing? I mean, we talk about economies of scale in yeah. economics, but yeah. is it sort of a similar principle?
Actually, if there was a...
You're going to tell me it's the opposite.
Yeah. So scale is to grow. This is to shrink.
Right.
So
this is
shrinking. It really is a use case for blockchain. And we had to spend about 2.5-3 years with lawyers in perfecting, you know, how every bit of this works. So it took a fair amount of work. And now with the Sandbox Express, we can actually start to see light of day on it.
Yeah, see it in action.
If we're talking about competition in that sense, are there any others in this part of the world, Asia, Southeast Asia, attempting to sell bonds in small lots? Have they attempted to do such thing in the past? And how is bond value different from all of them?
Sure. I think the bond market in general has lacked innovation, okay. right? It's still a phone-driven market. That's the tool that's used
like
more
what
often.
What you see in the movies, right? Very traditional in that sense.
Yes, yes. You know, globally, the innovation has happened more in the institutional part of the market,
sure.
which is two big institutions trying to work with each other, and fintechs or even large companies trying to come there. People are nibbling at it. What we are doing, because this issue of 200,000 minimum denom is Asian and European, I think we are very unique in trying to create an exchange to make this happen. We go to a lot of conferences. We actually do see a lot of people are trying to fractionalize many asset classes, mm-hmm. including stocks. But I think we are slightly ahead on the bond side.
So you've got the Singapore FinTech Festivals coming up next week. And obviously you're doing this initiative with MAS. Is Singapore in particular a good place to be doing this?
I think it's a great place because Singapore is, in a manner of speaking, the headquarters of the Asian bond markets. Most of them are listed here. So this is a great place. And we have that ecosystem of banks, lawyers, market makers. So this is actually a fantastic place to be headquartered.
Rahul, you talked about how the bond market lacks innovation and what you're doing really is innovative. After this, then, do you expect it to evolve, this bond space to evolve even further? Could competition even heat up, perhaps, for bond e-value? Are you anticipating anything?
I think, you know, a single company can't change a market.
Sure.
So if there's more players who come in, that's how, you know, Asia is a very large place. And if we have to allow to democratize bonds for everyone, I think it'll take more than just one player. To, you know, we're leading the charge here, but I think if more people join in, we can transform the market much faster.
Right.
There might be people listening right now who are thinking, all I ever hear about bonds is inverted yield curves at the moment. But in actual fact, when you're talking about these corporate bonds and you're talking about your platform, what would you have to say to those who are a little bit naive in this area but are definitely intrigued?
So the first thing is that bonds generally form the core of anyone's personal portfolio because they give a fixed income. The issue that really ends up happening is that to have a well-diversified portfolio, you need 10 to 15 bonds. So if you have 15 bonds at $200,000 a piece, that's $3 million. Mm-hmm. If a third of your money is in bonds, then you need to have $15 million in cash.
Yeah, which most people are not walking around with, but there you go.
Exactly. So that's the issue. When I grew up, you know, we used to, in India, have the government-issued notes, which used to be called, let me translate, it used to be called Farmer Progress Notes.
Right.
Okay. Which were, you know, notes that would give you an interest rate and, you know, give you that fixed income for a 5-year tenor. I used to see my parents buy them all the time. Yes, individuals do like to buy bonds. One of the unique features of what we are doing is that we don't directly sell to individuals. We sell to them via banks and brokers. And so that, you know, the employees in those or the advisors there can actually educate the end client. Because like anything, bond investments are also have risks in them.
This morning, we're speaking with Rahul Banerjee, who is the founder of Bond eValue. We mentioned earlier how Bond eValue is part of MES Sandbox for 9 months. And pardon me if I sound ignorant on this. I'd like to talk about the future. What happens moving forward? What happens after this 9 months?
I think after the 9 months, if things go well, then we graduate out of the sandbox into a fully, we apply for a license, get a full-fledged license, and then continue to do this as a business.
Okay. And of course, just to highlight again or reiterate what you mentioned earlier, you're looking at what, 5-10 years' time where more players are in the market using this blockchain sort of style?
Yeah, I think we should, you know, I'd love to see an environment where anyone who needs a fixed income gets this choice of being able to directly invest in bonds at an affordable ticket size.
Okay, yeah, well, I am thinking, I'm wondering, it'll be the banks and what they'll make of this because, you know, it will obviously impact. I wonder whether it will impact on banks' business or whether actually you want to form more partnerships with the banks and some of the smaller investment firms.
Oh, actually, the banks are our friends in this because they are unable to sell, you know, if you go back to the example of, you know, walking around with 15 million, there are lots of people who the banks cover and are not able to give them direct access to bonds. So think of what we are doing in another way. We want people who can buy direct equities to be able to buy direct bonds.
Right.
Right? So it actually grows, you know, you can say inclusiveness, democratizes. So in our journey, we found a lot of support from banks.
Right. I'm just waiting for that call from the bank relationship manager saying, now you have an opportunity to get into bonds as well.
To increase volume, you work in synergy with the banks.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Rahul Banerjee, who is the founder of Bond eValue, in the studio with us. Of course, this was a Business Times exclusive. I believe you can still read it on the website, businesstimes.com.sg. Rahul, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Elliot. Thank you, Manisha.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.